Good afternoon. Welcome to another Neil's Minutes. I am just overwhelmed by the Lord's commitment to the church coming back to the reality of our relationship. It seems like there's more and more truth being exposed that my sheep hear my voice and the voice of another they won't follow because they don't know it or there's no intimacy. In John chapter 18, verse 37, it says, "If you know the truth, you hear his voice." Pretty straightforward. But people still seem to hear that, those two scriptures, and take them religiously, that I can hear God about religious things. I can hear God about, you know, when I'm praying in public or everything that has to do with our religious traditions, we can hear God's voice in. And yet, even that statement is a little bit weak because we already got a idea in our heads that how God or what God's going to say to us because of what we've been taught. What we've been taught by leaders who unwittingly have been taught that the Bible is enough, when even Jesus says, "I have so much more to tell you, but you can't hear it now." But when he, the Holy Spirit, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will show you the truth. You know, there's so many statements about it. Well, how's the Holy Spirit going to speak to you? Any way that is possible. Any way that he can get you to listen that doesn't violate his character. He is the truth, and the truth doesn't get stuck in a corner where it's only about religious things. God wants to walk with us. His whole purpose in creating man was to walk with man. Look at what he did with Adam. He came down in the evening, cool of the evening, and walked with Adam. That's the first thing that we see recorded about man and his relationship. I mean, not the maybe the absolute first, but it's in the first things that happened was, even after he sinned, the Lord came down and, after asking a couple questions and provided sacrifices for their sin, he still came down and walked with Adam in the cool of the garden. And that's the foundation. We were built to be in a conversation, a communion, a relationship with God that's closer than a brother. We were created in his image and in his likeness. We were created to be just like Jesus. Jesus says, "I'm sending you in exactly the same way I was sent." He wasn't talking about the work he was supposed to do. He's talking about the position. "I'm sending you as sons of God. Even as I was sent as the Son of God, I'm sending you. My brothers, my sisters." Well, what would be the foundation of that? Talking with the Lord, communion with the Lord. There's got to be a way for people to come to the place of understanding that the Bible was written by people who were hearing God's voice. And he talked a lot of things, but the one thing that was always very apparent is he wanted a relationship with man. Before the fall, he had the relationship. After the fall, he still provided so he could talk with mankind. How can you come to God if you don't have the Holy Spirit convict you? And how can you be convicted when you can't see him? If he's not communing with you in some way, being in conversation with you in some form or another, then how can he convict you? How could you possibly know Jesus? These are the things that God is putting back my mind back through over and over again in the last couple, 3 weeks. If there is no conversation, there is no relationship. And the relationship is a result of whatever conversation you have in it. So if you've got this idea that God is so holy that he doesn't do anything that isn't religious, then you need to go back and you need to look. God wants to walk with man. He's not about making men deceived or mocking him. He wants a relationship that is pure and clean and has integrity and righteousness. And dear Jesus, I get on a rant. The reality is, in the last 2 weeks, I've had so many people contact me because they're recognizing that they only know how to hear God in their religious encounters, and they're beginning to recognize, if I'm limiting what God can speak, then am I hearing from God, or am I hearing what I want him to speak? Do I hear God when he speaks something that I'm in agreement with, and then the rest of the time that can't be God if I don't agree with it? That seems to be the consensus of the people that are calling me or corresponding with me in some way, that there's a recognition that maybe because the enemy knows exactly where I'm at religiously, that some way or other he's bringing in these words that comfort me because they tell me I'm right, but they don't do anything into turning our direction around and being family with God. There's just a reality that some way or other we have to release ourselves from religion and return to the relationship by which God wants all man and himself to be a part of. Conversation. There's a need in every relationship that requires conversation, and it requires that you live for that person that you want to have the relationship with. It's not about what you get, it's about their need and your willingness to obey what it takes to fulfill the desire of their heart rather than be concerned about the desire of your heart. We always seem to end up back about self rather than about the kingdom and about living for the audience of one the way Jesus did. He didn't live to please men. He lived to please the Father, and Father wanted his relationship with man restored. So he had to send Jesus as a man because man was the one who sinned and had to pay the price for breaking covenant. But he had already said with Abram, I will do whatever it takes. I have said with you, I will do what it takes to keep us in covenant. So he provided the sacrifice. So the reality of that is, where was Abram when the Lord spoke to him? He was seated alongside the road waiting for God to show up. Did they have a religious conversation, or was it a life conversation? If anybody is of the truth, they hear me. John 18:37. Some way or other, we're going to have to come back to the place of recognizing God's involved in our work. I had a guy rebuilding my porches. This place we moved in, the wood was rotten in the porches and very dangerous, and so we changed them. And he's a guy I've worked with for a while anyway. While he's working, and he would do these measurements and stuff, and it was the porch ended up being absolutely perfectly square, not even an eighth of an inch off. It was just like everything he was doing just ended up working out. Everything worked and came to pass. Somewhere, there was nothing to talk about religion. There wasn't any talk about anything except, well, praise you, Jesus. Look at that. Once more, he's helped me. So I want to leave you with that thought of how many areas in your life are you ignoring the Lord? Because he challenges us. He corrects us and directs us. You know, the people that he loves, he corrects. So anyway, I pray that you find this deep, intimate relationship with the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and you find out how much he loves you and how much he wants to be a part of everything in your life. I'm headed for Australia in a few days and be there for a month. working most with Aboriginal communities, First People, as I would prefer calling them, and some new contacts. So I would appreciate your prayer that God would show up and we would have his way, and that all those I minister with, to visit with, they would find a place of value in God's presence and in their futures.